Welcome to Rocky Mountain Media. This is Dina Gilmore. I'm your host, and we have a new show that's started, and this is going to be called Dating. Then there's that. So I am sitting around the table with some lovely individuals that we will share our dating faux pas or dating history or dating trials and tribulations of what's going on. So we're just going to go around the table and introduce. So how this started was a conversation about dating between Jeannie and a couple of the other gals that they said this should be a great podcast. So then there's that. Here we are. So I hope you enjoy, and we'll just go around. So do you want to start?
Sure. My name is Faven. I'm 27. I'm single. I do very boring work, so I won't bore you with that. And yeah, that's pretty much all.
And my wonderful sister, who's in town with my niece.
Hi, my name is Lovely Lori, and I am fabulously 40 years old, and I'm single, ready to mingle. I work at in a hospital setting in quality and risk management, so I'm the person that everybody runs from when they see them.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Cecilia. I'm 46. I'm single, and I identify as straight, and my career is as a corporate recruiter.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Jeannie, and I'm 51 years old, and I am single and divorced. I'm never sure how to say that. Am I single? Am I divorced? Am I divorced? Am I single? So I'm single, and I am a divorce mediator and coach, and then there's that. That's it.
My name is Tanya. I am 40 years old, currently in a relationship, and I am a benefits consultant by day.
Awesome. Well, and I'm Dina, so I'm the host. I'm 48, and relationship status single, but awesome with it. I'm great with it. I don't mind at all. Work, I'm a full-time college student. Shaman, photographer, filmmaker, writer, you name it. Pretty much all things creative. I love it. And identifier, lesbian. So cool. Yeah, who'd like to start? So talk about, this is 2019. So let's start talking about how do you date? For me, I answered that easily. Right now I just don't. College is my focus. I've got blinders on because I have let women that I've dated in the past take away those blinders. And I get sidetracked, so this is why I've gone back to college after 30 years. And I'm happy with that because I have not had the best experience with dating. So, yeah, I'm totally fine. And I'm also a person of organic. Like, I would want to meet her organically, meaning like, oh, Dina, you should meet my friend so-and-so over here, you know, versus online. So I've not had a good experience online at all.
I haven't either, but I do date online. I think it's the only way I can meet people because I don't go out, I don't do anything. I'm still pretty young. At 27, I should be meeting people organically, but I don't have a way to do that. So right now I'm online dating, and it's slightly hell, but it's also kind of magical sometimes. And we're just trying to find
the balance.
I know, right?
Well, I've never done online dating, and so I meet people organically. I'm a people person, so I'm the person that will come up and randomly stand next to you and start a conversation. Maybe a little creepy sometimes, maybe not. So sometimes I get the, like, do I know you? And then there's other times where people fully embrace that, and they're like, wow, you actually put forth the effort to come and talk to me. Mm-hmm. As a female approaching a male or another female, when you come into that setting, it's all about your confidence level, I think. And so I kind of beam with confidence in that sense. So I try to be as organic as possible through whether it be festivals, concerts, social events, with friends. For me, it seems to be a little bit more of a safer way. I'm kind of old school. I'm that person that wants you to call me on the phone and talk for hours at a time if I can't see you face to face. So it's a little bit different in my world. I'm on a computer all day long, so I don't want to go home and get on a computer as well. I don't ever want to be catfished, and I've heard horror stories from friends and family and everything, and so that's where you start dating someone online or you're talking to them, and you think you're talking to this person because they've sent you a profile picture, and then you actually want to meet up in person someday, so you go to meet up, and it's not the person that you thought you were talking to. And so I've had a lot of friends and family that have gone through that. And
I have gone through it.
I'm not interested in that. If you're not, if you're not true and you're not genuine and you're not going to be your real self around me, then I'll be your friend. I'll talk to you, but I'm not interested in having any type of romantic situation.
Yeah. My catfish was kind of the same experience, but it was a woman I supposedly met online. And then when I just called her out of the blue, cause I'm like, well, we should talk on the phone. And then she comes off loud, like gruff and like a deep voice. And I started having red flags. And then after that conversation, she just started asking for money. And then when I started doing some research of this person, it was like, oh, I don't think this person is real. So it went from that to, it was like, and that happened three different times on my dating, and all three of them were on Match.com.
Oh my God, so I just joined Match.com.
I will never, ever, 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 ever do Match.com again.
I can't believe that happened to you three times.
Three times.
I would never online date again.
Never send people money.
I don't.
Ever, ever, ever.
Yep. Well, never. And I didn't. No. I didn't.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask for money.
Yeah, the moment she asked for money, I'm like, oh, hell no. Bye.
Yeah. And I'm done. That's kind of pretty common with online dating. Like, they kind of get you into vulnerable space.
Oh, yep. My God. Swap pictures like, back and forth and thank
for money
somebody
because
real.
Of a family emergency. Or
also,
you know,
something they're
like
doing
that.
Now is where, so it's mainly women that are, like, gorgeous, but they ask the men to make a payment so that they can like check their identity. So it's like $50 or something, so the men don't think it's like a big deal, so they'll like submit the payment or whatever.
Lord.
But then like this woman will like completely disappear. I hear it all the time. Like someone asked me once if I was gonna do that to them, and I was like, I wish I had thought of that. Like,
you know, right? Shoot.
No, but that's genius.
And for me with dating, it's just traveling a lot for work 3 to 5 days a week and just not wanting to get involved because I didn't want to be distracted. So we had a mutual friend, my boyfriend and I, and we just kind of avoided it for so long. And then when we met, we just didn't stop talking and still talk today. So that's been 5 years later. So
awesome.
That's been really good for us.
I love that you have a good story. So this is not
like
totally
so
dating bashing.
Oh my God.
You know, it's a well-rounded, I mean, I wish more of us were in a relationship, a healthy relationship, but I'm glad you bring that to the table, Tanya, because I think it's important to represent both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can happen and does happen. Obviously, you're proof in the pudding. So, you know, thanks for sharing what it's like for you and how it happened for you. Because I think that's important, especially
to
listeners.
And then it didn't happen online.
Right.
Because I think that's where I actually really appreciate that. I've been told that I should meet someone in person because that's my personality. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm more prone to meet someone in person. And I can see that, and yet I have this impatience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long am I supposed to wait, right? I've been on a break for a year and a half. I'm 51. Where am I going to catch the fish? Like, where is that going to happen? Is it going to happen? How many social engagements do I have to go to?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
sounds
this
like
is my
sales
first
pitch.
Rodeo. It's
right.
Not like
yeah.
this is the first, exactly. So, and I don't mean to sound cynical about it, but maybe I am. Maybe I am impatient in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I've lost like the, oh, I'm just going to meet
excitement
someone
mm-hmm.
the way I used to socially, just in person, and be attracted to someone.
Yeah.
I think I've lost hope about that happening.
But it doesn't always work out anyways. I guess that's the thing. Like,
nothing's guaranteed.
One serious boyfriend
right.
in my life,
right.
and I met him organically, and it was a shit show.
Oh, yeah.
It was a shit show.
I just,
to me, it just doesn't always work out the way you want it to work out.
Right.
So think that it's worth a try, because I think we're all looking to be with someone who gets us, who understands. Yep. And at least with the dating apps and at least with the websites, you're at least meeting someone who is either paying or is putting in the effort to seem like they want to be in it.
Skin in the game.
Even if they are living in Somalia.
Or if they're married and like you didn't know, but at least you're trying. I think that's why I can't do the organic, because like I'm like generally a flirty person, I think. And I think people just like randomly think I'm flirting with them, but how am I supposed to know that you're actually interested? Like, how am I supposed to like get past that point where I just think I'm being friendly and it gets to another point?
Yeah.
And also, if I get rejected online, it's not as bad as if I get rejected in person. Like, it hurts when someone you know, like you go up to someone and you try to talk to them and then they're like, I'm not interested. Okay, well, if you didn't just swipe left, I would know, right? Like, that's the thing. That's the concept.
No harm,
I would have
no
never
no
had
no
to
no
meet
no.
you. Exactly.
Yeah. With online dating, is there the fear that you have a security factor built up, you have this wall built up, like this person really isn't who they say that they are, or they wouldn't be accepting of you because they really truly don't know you?
Mm-hmm. I think that I'm not going into it like I want to be married to this person. Okay. I'm going into it like I just want to meet people. If I find someone I can be with, that's awesome. If not, I got a free dinner out of it. So like, it's fine, but I would like to think that we're being as honest as possible, because I try to be as honest as I can be in every way with these people, because I don't want to start something based on a lie.
Right.
I can't live my life lying to you about who I am, right? So I'm going to be as honest as I can. If you ask me something, I'm going to be honest. I try not to be like overly blunt about things. But I just don't want it to be fake. Because then it's not, what's the point?
Right.
I guess to me, I just don't see a point.
So I went, prior to this last, I went to a meet and greet with a man in Boulder last week. I think it was last week. And prior to that, I had dated someone for almost 3 months who I met on a dating app. Are we saying dating apps that we've been on?
Sure.
Does it matter?
No, I don't think it matters.
So I met someone on an app called Meet Mindful, and then he ended up ghosting away after 3 months.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, we had a major connection. He sent a text saying, I really love you.
Wow.
Who does that?
And
who does that, right? And then disappears.
That's a good question.
It's not like, I mean, yeah, so that was that. Maybe that might come around again. But I went to go meet someone last week, and he seemed on his profile to be a really open human being and really down to earth, and he was just a jerk. I don't even know how else to say it. And I was just actually doing that thing. I was just being honest and being myself.
Yeah.
Did you? And that's what I was holding to.
I know, right?
No, because he literally almost got up and left without saying goodbye.
Wow.
And I am not a hard person to be with.
Yeah.
That's what scares me about online dating, because it's like
it
a facade.
Weird.
You can it's like writing a book. You're a character, and as honest as you want to be and as genuine as you want to be, you never know the intentions of the other person. So you can put your whole self out there and be as honest as possible, and you connect with this person because you're creating this connection with them. And then you meet them in person and it's a facade because they're not that person, because I can be whoever I want to be on the computer because no one's looking at my face. No one's looking at my facial affect. No one's looking in my eyes. No one can see into my soul because I'm on the computer versus face to face. But then again, you have those situations like I've had, where they can completely seem like one person in front of your face and be such a good liar that you don't even realize what's going on and what's happening to you. So
I think it takes time.
And that's just the risk you have to take when you're dating.
Right.
When you're meeting anybody, even within friendships, it's not just about dating, even within friendships, you have to see, you have to stay with people for a long time. You have to believe when they show you who they are.
Right. Yep.
Five years,
right? Before you moved
Right, and it was long distance for 4.5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that's why now it's like, now that we're here in the same city living together, it's like, let's take our time and really get to know each other now.
I commend you for that.
Yeah, no, right? That's
but rare. Our backgrounds were so similar. I'm from the Bahamas and he's Ethiopian, so we have similar backgrounds, even though we're different.
Yeah.
But it's really just taking our time and just seeing who he truly is now that I'm living here.
Because the truth always comes out. It always does.
It does.
Even if it takes, you know, like 6 dates or it takes, you know, 6 months of knowing someone, that, you know, if they're a psycho, they can only suppress that for so long.
Oh, we know our fair share of that, don't we?
Yeah, you know, you can only suppress them for so long.
Then there's that.
You know, the truth comes out. You know, you can say this is my upbringing when you look at, like, you know, Mr. Deeds, and you try to make up this story about who you are and the little girl who fell out of the tree, and then you're in the town and they're like, don't you remember this little girl? And she's like, and everybody's like, I don't even know who that is. You know, so you can only put that on for so long. I think the truth always comes out. So
yep. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I, you know, no surprise that, you know, the last relationship I had, she was online. I should say last relationship. The last woman I dated was a straight woman, and she just couldn't get over the fact that I've never been attracted to a woman, but oh my God, I'm attracted to you. So we dated for about 3 months, but the last relationship I had was a raging alcoholic who I met online. And it did not work out, and it did not end well, and completely changed my life around, but I got my self-worth out of it. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly who I will not date.
Right.
And so I've had 2 years of break of date, not dating. Mm. And I've been great with that, but I had to get to that place.
It's interesting. So I wonder what, it was almost like I woke up one morning.
Mm.
I literally woke up one morning and went, oh, I think I'm ready for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
and so it just kind of, I started talking to my friends and saying, I think I'm finally ready to trust the dating process or be dating again and be vulnerable again and wear my heart back on my sleeve, because that's what I do, you know, and that's okay for me. I put it away for a while so it was just for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like being ready all of a sudden, ready to
ta-da.
and I feel like it was funny. I think the other part of it is I'll do anything to make it happen. Like, dating process going. I just want to be hanging out with, you know, some male energy across the table from me, and you know.
She's like, I went shopping at Lowe's. You know? I went to Home Depot. I said, I'm gonna go everywhere a man could possibly be. Lumber yards. I don't care.
No. I went shopping online.
What about you? You haven't
said
too terribly much.
Let's start. I was doing online dating. I've been on Meet Mindful. I've been on eHarmony, and I've been on Match. Mm-hmm. And Meet Mindful led me to a psycho. So
oops.
There's that word.
Whoops.
There's
that one.
Can you elaborate a little?
Well, I was in it for a whole year until I figured out that he had some serious issues.
Yeah.
Didn't treat me very well. So yeah, after about a year, it's like that was done and over with. And then I tried eHarmony and Match, and I started with Match, and actually met some good people on there, which I was surprised about. I didn't meet too many fakes.
That's good.
But I didn't meet a whole lot of guys that I would say that I was connected with, like that we were on the same page about a lot of things. So good people, just not a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
eHarmony, oh my God, so many scammers. So many scammers.
Wow.
Like crazy amount of scammers.
What does that mean?
Right, that's surprising to hear on eHarmony.
Yeah, because my ex. Because
you have to go through something,
don't you? So much to fill out your profile.
So I had, I tend to wait and let the guys kind of reach out to me, because I tend to have a really bad picker. Like, I just can't pick them.
Yeah. So, your radar is askew.
Yeah, so we just don't pick. I wait for somebody to reach out to me. And in the 6 months that I was on eHarmony, I met three really good guys. One guy was not a connection at all. No, two guys were not really a good connection at all. Even though they were good people, they weren't a good fit. Mm-hmm. One guy was a really good fit, but he was also dating multiple other people. Mm-hmm. And so he just picked somebody else. But out of 6 months, to meet just three normal men feels like a long time to wait.
Yeah.
And in that same time period, I had maybe 10 or 12 people, men reach out to me, and one guy seemed normal enough in his communication, but then when I gave him my number, he started texting and his English was off, and you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And he claimed to be from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
When I actually talked to him on the phone, he sounded like he was from somewhere else and not from Britain. And I thought, oh no.
Red flag.
And he said he was from some obscure little itty bitty town in Colorado.
That's fine.
And I said, you know, in my conversation, well, how did you end up out there? And he goes into this big story about being, you know, a jeweler. And I'm like, oh, really? You know, so what are you doing this afternoon? I'm going to go to YMCA. And I'm like, I know enough about this town. There is no YMCA there, right? There's there's maybe 30 people who live in this town that he's been. And I'm like, okay, big red flag.
Yep.
And that was probably the only one I got to actually be in a conversation with. All the others, I started to realize, one guy, after like two texts, sent me all this information saying, oh, that's really fantastic. I'm really loving getting to know you. And I'm thinking, you know jack shit about me. And big red flag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So I would say the majority of them were not real.
So do you feel like that
scammers.
Discourages you from continuing or thinking that you can?
Oh
well, and that's the thing, you can't let someone else's, you know, horror story. Because it's different for everyone,
yep.
You know, but I can honestly say for my personal self, it's kept me away from that as far as a safety perspective.
Yeah.
But I think that you really, there's so many things that can sway you from not doing this or not doing that, creating that barrier, putting up that wall, and I'm just never going to do this. And so I live my life as a, you know, YOLO, you only live once. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm going to meet the man of my dreams shopping at Albertsons today while I'm visiting my sister in Colorado. You never know. But
right.
Am I going to go get myself all dressed up to go to the grocery store? No, because organically, this is how you're going to meet me. So
mm-hmm.
if our paths were meant to cross,
right.
then that would, you know, then that would actually happen.
Right.
I just feel like with online dating, I don't have, like I said, I'm on a computer all day, so I don't want to come home and be on a computer as well. I want to come home and I want to go out into nature, into the world, into the universe, and feel the energy of people that are around me. So
I hear romance. Mm. Like, there's romance that's missing online.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
romance in what both Tanya and Laurie have described.
Mm-hmm. Courting. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be courted.
Heck
I mean,
yeah, that's
not
the best part.
Courted, huh. I mean.
Huh. But I don't think that is exempt, like, in online dating. I think that some of us don't have great stories behind online dating, but I don't think that it necessarily takes away. I mean, there's something maybe a little inorganic.
Right.
I will give you that. There's something inorganic in, like, I swiped right and you swiped right on Tinder. I get that. But within the conversation, there has to be a connection, right? Like, that was the whole point.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Within the conversation, if there's no connection, if I don't find you attractive, right? That's the only reason I'm going to talk to somebody in the first place. Mm-hmm. If I don't find you attractive, you don't find me attractive. If there isn't that, when we do meet, then we're not going to have a good time. Yes, there's the chance that people aren't who they say they are. I will not defend that. It happened to me recently, but
then there's that.
It doesn't.
It
doesn't end the conversation, and I don't think that
it ends.
Just because I swiped right on someone, and that I feel like just because I swiped right on someone doesn't mean that we can't have something romantic. We can't have a story to tell. Just. because I care a lot less about how other people are going to perceive my relationship than how I'm going to perceive it.
Right. Yeah.
And for me, again, I don't have the opportunity to go out and meet people. Like, I am not a social person. And I know we met at my cousin's graduation party, but if there's no one there, when was the next time I'm going to go out? Like, the next time someone graduates, so, like, I can't, I don't have it in
here at this table. 4 years later.
No, I graduate next year. There you go. We'll have another one.
And yeah, so like 1 year later and I'm like, oh, well, there's no one here. Then. Like, so that's always what happens. And you can't, it just can't always happen organically in the way that we would dream for it to happen. And sometimes, like I said, when it does happen organically, it doesn't work out well either, right? Because, right? Like, we're here because not, we didn't always date online, right? Right? Like,
right.
My first relationship was completely organic,
yep.
And it was complete shit. So it doesn't, I don't think that's fair.
Very good point.
It is a good point.
Yeah, like, it's not always fair to be like, okay, well, it has to happen organically. Everyone obviously has
what
the right to choose.
So
I would,
to it.
And I would put it this way. Online dating, buyer beware.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Meet
ask,
in public.
Ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meet in public. If something seems off, use your radar and say, no way.
Mm.
Right.
You know.
Same thing with meeting someone in person. I met someone I was with for 4 or 5 years at a bar when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just don't know.
You don't? You really don't.
Until, again, there's that time factor or your gut, your intuition,
mm-hmm.
all that comes into play.
Right.
And you learn what you know doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
Or what you're perceiving is not okay is probably not okay.
Right.
And oftentimes, for love, that will be dismissed.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is definitely pay attention to the red flags and just go with your gut feeling.
Yeah, right. And don't, like, if you're going to approach online dating, don't go in it so desperate that you're willing to deal with anything.
Mm-hmm. Ah, right. So good.
You know, you should still approach it in the same way that you would an organic meetup.
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
So they're either,
if not more
they're
critical.
Right, yeah, yeah, they're either right or they're not.
You're still going to have red flags regardless.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they are red. We were talking, I believe we brought this up. They are red. They are not pink. They are not like a light pale pink. They are red. Yep. They're not orange. Look at them and know what they mean and get away from it, because it doesn't matter how you meet people.
Yep.
If they're crappy people, they're crappy people.
Right. Yep. And time doesn't change people.
Right.
I think
it's sometimes we think, hey, over time, they'll get better.
They get
like,
not really.
They'll stop drinking or they'll stop, you know, whatever. Their
that
behavior.
We can either fix them, make an impact, or that we see their potential in them.
Right,
no, you
right.
got to meet them right where they are.
Right.
And you see them exactly where they are. Yes, people can change.
Right.
However, where are they right now? Are they actively working on themselves?
Right.
Or are they just covering it up?
Yeah.
And you are not that person's, like, healer. Like, that's the thing. Like,
nope.
People like to think we're so important to people. And look, you're special. I get it. But it doesn't actually matter. If that person doesn't want to be
right.
fixed,
right.
it doesn't matter.
I just think by nature, though...
Change.
And we're nurturing people and we go into trying to fix people. We want to fix everybody.
And that's your first fail. That's it.
Right. And as a healer, that sucks for me because I'm like, oh, I am not your teacher. I'm not your shaman. I'm not your mother.
You have to go through a whole list.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like,
Nope.
You fix your own stuff. You
am I your lover?
Stuff.
Oh, yes. Check. I can check that
right.
too.
That's
like,
it.
What can you be? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they may not, you know, you have to look at it, and this will probably tie into another podcast, but, you know, the confidence level of a man being rejected. So, if you, like you said, you're swiping right, you're swiping left, the fear of rejection is a lot, you're not personable
mm-hmm.
with them. You're not seeing them face to face versus, you know, the person who has confidence to walk up and approach someone else and then getting shut down. I have a beautiful friend that looks like Selena, and every time we go somewhere, they're like, oh my gosh, you look like Selena, and she's very particular, so people will walk up, and they try to talk to her, they ask her to dance, try to buy her a drink, and she shuts them down, and just the look on their face, and it's like everybody around you is watching you get instantly rejected, and then you have to walk away from that scene, so it can do a lot to someone's, you know, self-esteem, and so I think that's why a lot of people, you know, it's easier to do it online, because you can approach someone without the fear of rejection in person, because it's so much more emotionally connected, I think.
But I think that ties, sorry. I think that ties in a lot in what happens after you both swipe right, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Because there's still the possibility of rejection. Mm-hmm. You could be married for years and there's a possibility of rejection.
Right. That's true.
So it doesn't actually just end there. Yeah. I mean, it's hurtful. And one thing is how people reject you and then how you react when you're rejected matters.
Right.
How people act when they're rejected mm-hmm. says a lot about who that person is.
Right.
So if they get mean,
delicious.
Red flag. That says so much.
Yep. Red flag.
Says so much.
So,
yes.
And here's the beauty. For every no, there's a yes out there.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So that might have been the universe having your back and not getting you with that person
right.
to save both of you from any kind of heartbreak, any kind of, you know, misunderstanding or what people say rejection. Because here's the thing about rejection, and I work with a lot of clients with this too, is rejection is if you say it's rejection. Maybe you guys didn't mix, or maybe they were not a good fit for you, or maybe, you know, he wasn't worthy or she wasn't worthy of your energy and your space because you are a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if this other person can see they are a gift, not put you on a pedestal or vice versa, but if you can see each other as that gift and come together,
mm-hmm.
then there's significant benefit there.
There is.
But so it was really all when you look at it. So rejection's not really a rejection. It's like, that was not a good fit.
Right. I like to think of rejection as protection.
A lot of times.
Something else, right?
Every
time that I get rejected, because it does hurt, right? And it's like, hey, rejection is protection for me. And then I always go back to, I am worthy of love.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
And for me, like at the core, you know, I really do deserve something better.
Yep.
You know, whether it's a job rejection or relationship rejection, it's, hey, this is my protection. So I'm going to roll with it because it's for the better good of me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And see, the listeners didn't know that they'd get a little coaching right
now.
Rejection is protection, y'all. Just saying.
I think that's the takeaway.
I'm going to write that on my bathroom.
You know?
Rejection is protection.
So we've talked a lot about online dating. What's our takeaway about online dating?
I know for me, it doesn't work for me because I'm just like my sister. I'm very personable. I like it organic, those kind of things. Plus, as a healer or as a person that, you know, energy is my forte. That's what mm-hmm. I do. I need to be able to look you in the eyes and see what your energy is, see who you are. Because when eyes are the windows to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can't actually look at you, be physically in front of you, I have no interest whatsoever.
Do you think that maybe that closes you off from, like, the world of people that you might see? So I'm not saying that, like, things don't work out or, like, if you're meant to be with someone, it'll happen. But there is a whole world of people out there. Like, there are people that I, on my online dating adventures, that I wouldn't have talked to.
And,
honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, I probably would have never talked to them. I would have maybe thought that they looked too good for me. Like, that's also an issue, right? Like, you don't have the confidence, even in online dating. So, like, there are lots of things that you can step out of your box when you're behind a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be positive. It can be very negative as well. But do you think that maybe that blocks you off from potential
others? Probably. Yeah, probably. But, you know, for me, I have tried it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never worked for me, even getting into relationships. Like, I would get into relationships with the people I met online, you know, but it never really worked for me.
Has the real life dating world worked for you any differently?
I would say in a lot of ways, yes, because like the last woman I dated, we weren't technically in a relationship, but the last woman I dated, I got a lot of takeaways from that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the fact that she was willing to look at her sexuality and she was willing to quasi kind of date a woman because it was just something new for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I got to see what it would be like to be with someone who was kind of like almost a spiritual equivalent.
Yeah.
We were still unbalanced.
Yeah.
You know, I've been studying this for 20 plus years. And she had been studying for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there were some imbalances there. But for me, I would say in the real world, I've had better experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've had better, like, my first relationship was 7.5 years, met through a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually an ex-girlfriend. She's like, there's this new girl at church, and I think you guys would hit it off. And we did for a long time until we both kind of grew apart from one another. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all bad to say, because she met her husband now that she has for 10 years online on eHarmony. So it worked great for them. And then my second most significant relationship, we were together 6 years. And I was massaging her partner at the time. Mm-hmm. And same thing, kind of. We just kind of grew apart. I was no longer the perfect fit for her. Mm-hmm. And or vice versa. And so we just kind of grew apart. So for me, I've had the better experience of people in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting, because I find mostly only date men. But I feel like when I'm online dating, I'm a little more willing to, like, explore dating women, because I don't feel like as, like, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't
inhibited or
yeah, like, I don't feel like, is she gay? Does she like me? Like, I don't have that thing, right? Because, yeah. like, girls are really friendly to other girls.
They are.
Like, I don't feel as...
You don't have the gay dog.
Awkward. Yeah, I don't. So, like...
I'm gay and I don't have the gay dog.
You suck at it.
I do. All the time, my girlfriends would be like, she's into you. And I'm like, who's into me?
How do you know that?
Where? And it's like, the woman you were just talking to. I was like, oh, she's just being nice. She's just being friendly. Because I'm a total flirt, but it's like, you'll know if I'm like coming on to you flirting versus I'm just being flirty.
Will they? Because you can't tell. So that's my problem. That's my question.
And then there's that.
So, like, for me, it allows me to be, like, to, like, participate in a whole other side of my sexuality that I wouldn't get to do in person, because, again, it's really hard to tell. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, unless you're, like, at a gay bar or at a lesbian bar, it's, like, people don't even know. And then it's also not something that I've explored a lot. That's a whole different conversation that we can
have. It's another podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like,
that's another session.
It's just, for me, it's like almost the opposite when it comes to dating. I'm a lot more open to things that I wouldn't be open to in real life.
That's great.
I wouldn't say in real life, but like in real life to meet someone versus like online dating to meet someone.
Well, you can't even rely really on the lesbian bars either, because actually I've met more straight women in lesbian bars than I've met gay women. I've dated more straight women than I've dated lesbians.
Better, the service is
so
better.
Where's that to you?
I mean, that is true. That's right. You don't have creepy men hitting on you.
We love creepy men hitting on you. When you get to a certain age,
I want to be
men hitting on me,
but I don't want them to be creepy. I don't want to reject them and then them call me fat. Like, that's not the life I want to live. And like, a girl has never said something like that to me. So
good.
I would expect it.
I think that's a big factor, though. I think that's what happens. I think there's that thing of being hit on. That can happen online. It happens online, like. And it also, what in the real world, when it happens, it's like blushingly beautiful. It's like to be hit on. Like, I was going to meet some friends for happy hour, what was it, last night? I think it was last night. And I was like, I wonder if someone will buy me a beer. That would be so fantastic if a man would, like, buy me a beer. And it was such a simple thing, but it was something I was craving. I actually wanted it. So there's something about in person actually being hit on that would be fucking fantastic.
But that's God, that's so funny to me, because I hate being hit on. Like, it's always gross, but it's only not gross if I'm attracted to you. Right. Like, that's the thing. It's like the second you take the like attractiveness out. All of a sudden, it's creepy. All of a sudden, I don't want you asking my name.
Yeah,
like, I think it should be subtle, though.
Yes.
It shouldn't be like a hard come on.
But even a hard come on.
What's your sign?
Right. And maybe we can even say something different than hit on.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
What about flirty attraction?
Just have a guy check you out.
Yeah.
Okay? No, I want the other
like
stuff.
The approach.
Oh, no. I was in Costco. I was in Costco with my cousin. And she's looking behind me at somebody. And I'm like, what are you looking at? She's like, there's a guy checking you out. I'm like, really? Who?
That sounds like me.
She points him out. Well,
he knows he's caught. Mm-hmm. And apparently he was trying to look under my coat to see if I had an ass.
Oh my lord.
But he was like really subtle about it, because she said he wasn't overt about it, but you could tell he was kind of checking me, looking me up and down, and kind of, you know, just...
He was obviously an ass man.
He's like, your face is beautiful. I like your breasts. Let's see what
backside. And I turned to her and I said, oh, he's kind of cute. Go get his number.
And are you married now?
No.
Well, I would say that for me, it's when Jeremiah hit on me, and we met through a mutual friend, right? And so just going up platonic, and I picked me up early because he's super good on time and I'm not. And so when I jumped into the car, the first thing I'm like, I need a mirror. And he's like, for what? I'm like, I need to put my face on because I didn't have the makeup on yet.
Yeah. Oh.
And he said, well, you don't need makeup. And I thought, oh my goodness. Being hit on,
but
right?
Like, yeah. If you were attracted to him, you would be like, why are you telling me what I need? And that's the difference, I think, at least for me, because I'm a super aggressive person. Right. But like, if I'm not interested, like I told you guys earlier, the man I met from Tinder this past week, at first I was like interested, and then all these things were happening, and then all of a sudden, him wanting to make plans for the future was gross to me. When normally I would be like, oh my god, he wants to take me on vacation.
So that's
your radar.
But
like,
that's
for me,
like,
yeah,
no,
it's like,
one.
Oh, yep. Yeah, the second things that are normal, not things that are pissing me off, but things that are normal, things that I'm looking for actively start to annoy me, that's when I know I'm not attracted to this person. Mm. And that's when, for me, it gets creepy. But that's really, like, that's on me. And I've noticed it. It's growth on my part. But, like, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Even if I'm, like, out and someone's hitting on me, like, if I get, like, grossed out by it, I know that I'm not attracted to them and I need to stop.
Right.
So.
For me, it's, I like, if someone does that and I'm not attracted to them, I will be as polite as possibly, like, oh, no, thank you. You know,
yes.
I always buy my own drinks or something.
Absolutely.
Because in my opinion, that person may not be the right suitable person for you as your mate, but that may be one of your best friends down the road, and that's how your conversation started. So I don't ever, like, reject people and be like, ew, gross.
No, you perverted old man. Go buy that lady over there a drink. Ugh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's more of a... You never know why that person's path crossed yours, and so they might be having a really bad day, and then you tell them something in a rude way, or you call them a creep, and you know, you could find out later on that person committed suicide or something. So I'm always mindful of that, and I know this kind of go into the extreme, but I'm always mindful of that type of stuff, because I'm like, maybe this guy just, you're the first person he had the confidence to come and talk to you in 10 years of coming to this bar and being a single person. So
yeah.
I feel like, you know, letting, you know, easily rejecting them. But when, you know, those warning flags come up, if someone's really aggressive, then I just have that type of personality where I can shut that down really quick. And some people are just so ultra nice that they don't know how to, like, stop that person from stepping over those boundaries, you know. But for me, it's like, Here's Thor's hammer. Like,
all right, I'm done.
Like, I'm done talking. This conversation is over. I'm sorry, but you know.
I mean, that's, again, that circles back to how you reject people matters as well, right?
Right.
So I would never encourage someone, although we call them creepy now, I would never encourage, one, because it's not even safe.
Right.
Like, women die for stuff like that,
exactly.
Like rejecting men. So definitely do it in the nicest way you can. There's a point where they won't stop, and that's something that you have to figure. Like,
that's
horrible. I know that we don't want it to be like that, but that's how it is. So you have to figure out a way to, like, avoid that. But how you reject people matters also, because it shows what kind of person you are. Just because you're not interested in someone doesn't mean you have to be cruel.
Right.
Well, I think that's really important. And I think sometimes I will kind of think I'm naive because I go to a meet and greet to honor the other person.
Is that what
and
you
myself.
Call your Tinder meet? Or
yes,
like your date
whatever.
Meet?
Okay. If we go for just coffee or something,
yeah,
that's just
meet.
Maybe it's very business like.
She's also speed dating. We're going to drink a lot of caffeine. You have 45 minutes to tell me everything about
she
your whole
day. She mentioned it earlier, and I thought it was like a book reading or something,
oh
and I was like,
God.
Who does she meet?
I thought it was like a meetup group. Like, I did too.
Yeah.
Someone
after
one.
You've been
I
chatting with them
yeah,
online
like
or on the app,
app.
Yeah. You're like, oh, we're finally going to meet
clever.
And greet each other and, like,
yeah.
sniff each other's butts.
So, yeah. Whatever you're
only
into.
It was that easy, right?
So I think...
Dogs have it easy.
I think, actually, I even said that to this last guy. And I said, you know, I feel like it's just a big deal for us to set aside time, even an hour and a half, to just sit and meet another human being. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, he could turn out to be... Okay, I won't say it again because he may not be a jerk, right? He just...
That's true.
So
just wasn't a good fit for you.
Exactly. Right. He knew it. Mm-hmm. Right. And I knew it. I mean... Right. But no, there's a way I to knew it too. Yeah. But there's a way to handle it. And he even said in his profile he's working on being more tactful.
He told you who he was, though, and you didn't believe him.
Goodness of someone first.
Yes.
And same. that's where I meet and greet from.
Yeah. From that space.
I really love it. I love the phrase. It's my favorite thing.
So yeah, anyway.
Love it.
Yeah. Awesome. So this has been great.
Yeah.
Any parting wisdom for the listeners out there in the subject and realm of dating?
Yeah. Just remember, rejection is your protection.
Yes.
That's a great takeaway. Yes.
And how you handle things, how you react to things, are the only things you can control.
That's yeah. right.
You can have control to do it well. You. Exactly.
And my little question is, did doing this change any of your minds about online or not?
Yes. 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 I was, I am all in for both.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. For online, the adventure that it is, mm-hmm. and also for meeting someone organically and in person. Mm-hmm. So wherever that person is, that's, you know, I'm actually leaving with some hope. Right. So I'm leaving the conversation mm-hmm. with
just great person.
That there's hope.
Yay.
And yeah. I've known that. And like my mantra is, you know, I'm looking for my honey. Like Pooh Bear. So I keep coming back to that whenever I lose hope. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, no, we're looking for our honey. So I just, yeah. So I think the takeaway is stay in conversation with people who are going to inspire you and give you hope mm-hmm. and not just
people that
bash your process or bash the process or yep. be upset about the process.
Right. Well, so you've got to be open-minded.
I agree. I think that it's, you guys really, I don't know, I feel like the last person I tried to talk to in person kind of like bruised my ego because they ghosted me. So I think that I was a little shut off from it, but I think that you're right. I think I have an outgoing personality. I have the ability to talk to people, and if I'm meant to meet someone in person, then like I shouldn't close myself off from that as well. The same way I told you not to close off online dating. Like I can't be a hypocrite. So I will try not to be a hypocrite.
When as plugged in as we all are, because it is a technology age, there's just something sweet about authentically connecting with another person, mm-hmm. like Jeannie's meet and greets. I mean, that's so perfect because there's no stress there. It's not like dinner and drinks. No. It's a meet and greet.
Right.
Why not? Right.
You should just be signing books.
Here's a 51-year-old changing the face of dating maybe for some others.
That's right.
So,
I love it.
I think it's great. And I think we should do this again.
Yes definitely.
Anybody else? Cecilia?
Parting takeaways? Advice.
Good. Oh my gosh, so much fun.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for listening in.
And cheers, because we're all drinking wine. So cheers to my fabulous first podcast. You've been listening to Dating, Then There's That on Rocky Mountain Media. So tune in next time. We don't know when next time will be, but we'll create one for our next show. Hope you enjoyed. Everybody have a blessed day.